And now the game where we ask accomplished people to accomplish one more thing. It's called Not My Job. Actress Sutton Foster is what's known as a triple threat. In Sutton's case, this is a reference to her training as an assassin via knife, pistol, or garrote. But she's also such a good dancer and singer and actor that the phrase has expanded to mostly refer to her theatrical prowess. Though when she wants a part real bad, the knife stuff comes in handy. Sutton Foster has won Tonys for Thoroughly Modern Millie and Anything Goes, and now she stars in the TV Land series Younger. Hello, Sutton Foster.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
So, triple threat. I was just thinking about the phrase. They use that to refer to a singer, dancer, actor. But it does sort of tell you a little bit about the state that musical theater holds in the American imagination, that you are so threatening to them. You might entertain them against their will.
Yes, I will kill people with jazz hands.
So, Sutton, were you the singingest, tap dancingest kid in Troy, Michigan? Was that the kind of kid you were?
Yeah, I kind of was. I was kind of obnoxious, yeah.
One of those kids? You were on Star Search, too?
I was. I was on Star Search when I was 15. I lost. Oh. I got 3.5 stars. I lost to a boy named Richard Blake, who sang a Whitney Houston song.
What's Richard Blake doing
now? That's what I'm wondering.
Richard Blake is actually a very successful Broadway performer, but every time I see him, I give him squinty eyes.
you should give him the hairy eyeball. Do you guys talk about that?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, we were 15. I was 15 years old, and it was my first trip out to L.A., and it was definitely a big deal for me, and I was devastated when I lost.
So did Star Search work? Because you started being a professional actress pretty early, right? You drop out of high school, you go on tour.
Yeah, I started working professionally when I was 17. I was on the first national tour of the Will Rogers Follies that traveled all around the country, and I grew up really fast.
I also read that you were in college, but then you drop out to take a role. So my question is, what grad school will you drop out of to get your next part?
Yeah, I mean, school is awesome, and I'm a big fan of school. And
theoretically, for other people.
For me, my path led me otherwise.
Maybe for people who earn 3 or 2.5 stars on Star Search, school would work for them. Yeah.
And then
on Broadway, so aside from the Tony Award-winning roles, you were in the musical version of Young Frankenstein, Shrek the musical version of Little Women. But I'm reading all about all these movies that were made into musicals, and I figure you're something of an expert. So they just named the Oscars. Do you think we're going to have musicals of Spotlight or The Revenant?
The Revenant, the musical.
That would be good.
That'd be interesting, yeah, or On Ice.
It's amazing what they could get a bear to do these days. Yeah. So on the new show, on the TV Land show, the premise is what?
I play a 40-year-old mom who has given up her career in publishing to raise her daughter, but now she's recently divorced and trying to get back into the workforce and is having trouble getting hired. And her best friend, Maggie, played by Debbie Mazar, convinces her that if you can't get hired as a 40-year-old, tell people you're 26. So she gets a job and now is working in a publishing house, but everyone believes she's in her 20s.
So did you do field work? I mean, your co-stars, a lot of them are in their mid-20s. Did you pick up tips from them about what it is like to be in your mid-20s?
I'm learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of references in the script and things that I had no idea what they meant, and like IRL and YOLO and...
So as a 26-year-old, or as a fake 26-year-old, or trying to get into the mindset of the 26-year-old, have you ever Snapchatted?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Have you ever drunk tweeted?
Oh, I'm sure.
I have no patience. I'm 53. I can't stand people my age, how proud they are that they don't know how to operate an iPhone. It really drives me mental. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know. Then die. Get out of the way. Go home.
It's time to make room.
This is how we're doing things now, you know?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. They can't get on a plane. They're like,
So From your experience, though, Sutton, I get the sense that being in the theater, you're a little apart from age, per se. I mean, you start off young, and then you're on Broadway in your 20s, and then you stay in theater. I mean, I'm not asking have you not had a youth, but has aging been different from you, do you think, than a civilian?
I mean, I guess so. In a weird way, I mean, I feel very grateful for my career thus far, and in many ways, I feel like I have remained young, quote-unquote, getting to play all these crazy characters, and I mean, I feel like I've lived many lives. I don't work at a desk, and not that there's anything wrong with working at a desk. Desks are fantastic, but
Yeah, you don't want to get the desk collation all mad.
Yeah. Once big desk comes after you.
Yeah, you're going.
All the desk hate tweets that are coming my way.
Gosh, I would love to wrap these presents, but I don't have a desk.
I guess sitting at a desk would be okay if you could still break into song and dance at the desk.
You could, she could tap dance while at a desk, I assure you.
Like instead of a treadmill desk, I could have a tap dancing desk. Yeah.
Do you ever tap dance on the show?
Only during, like, in between takes.
I wish we could hear you tap dance right now.
Yeah, could you tap dance?
Is there a way we can hear you tap dance?
You didn't tell me to bring my tap shoes.
Yeah, there's shoes involved. She doesn't have metallic feet.
They're not soldered onto her feet.
Yeah, she's not a robot, for God's sake.
Yeah. Otherwise,
you're just going to hear...
Soft shoe.
It would be like a cat knocking on the door.
Tap dancing is like a superpower. I mean, you have it, it's in reserve, but like the X-Men, you get persecuted for it and shunned by society.
Totally.
Yeah. All right, Sutton Foster, we have asked you here to play a game that we're calling...
Tony, Tony, Tony.
So you've won 2 Tony Awards, and we're going to ask you about other Tonys or Anthonys. Answer 2 of them correctly, and you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice hitting the notes on a listener's voicemail. Bill, who's Sutton Foster playing for?
Madison Hill of Hartford, Connecticut.
Are you ready to play, Sutton?
I am so ready.
All right, here's your first question. Tony the Ant Spilotro, upon whom Joe Pesci's character in Casino was based, got his nickname, the Ant, because it's short for Anthony, but also because A, he tunneled out of a prison, B, he had a sugar addiction, C, an FBI agent referred to him as that little piss ant.
Ooh. I never saw Casino.
No, it wasn't in Casino.
Okay.
It's just trying to figure it out from why someone would be in a
piss ant one.
You are correct. That is correct.
Oh, my God.
Our next question. Pathobiology professor Tony Goldberg discovered a new species of tick. Where did he discover it? A, mislabeled in a tick exhibit at the University of Wisconsin. B, inside his own nose. C, on Joe Pesci.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like the mislabeled one.
You do? You really like the mislabeled
one? No, maybe I like
maybe
the
closer
maybe
to
I
home.
Like the nose one.
I better. Would go with that one, yes.
Okay.
It was the nose. Tony Goldberg had been back from Uganda for only about a day when he felt this itch in his nose, and it was an adolescent tick. He knew it had been living in his nostril for several days. This is common in the pathobiology community.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Adolescent tick?
Yeah.
How do you know the age
it
of
had attitude. Yeah. Skateboarded.
It kept saying, you're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
You go, well, yes, I am. I'm your host.
I literally am the boss of you. If you stay in my nose, you're going to have to live by my rules, mister.
Man, this blows.
Here is your last question, Sutton. Anthony, Texas, and Anthony, New Mexico, celebrate something every 4 years simply because no other towns in the world want to. What do they celebrate? A, every 4 years they celebrate leap year and leap day as the leap year capital of the world. B, something called No Day, the year every quadrennial when there is no Winter Olympics, no Summer Olympics, no Men or Women's World Cup, and no presidential election. Or C, every 4 years they celebrate and remember the time Joe Pesci visited in 1993.
I like the leap day one.
It is leap day.
Yay.
And Joe Pesci was the red herring. Bill, why don't we give the score?
Not many people do this. She wins that third Tony. All three right, Sutton. Yay.
Congratulations, Sutton. Sutton Foster is a two-time Tony winner, and her new series, Younger, has just started its second season on TV Land. We now add Trivia Genius to establish her as a quadruple threat. Thank you so much, Sutton, for joining us.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Give me that thing called love. I'm free now. Give me, give me.